The small city of Willimantic, Connecticut, has a heroin problem that dates back 30 years. Located almost directly between Boston and New York, it's a prime location for the movement of drugs between major cities. But it wasn't until this past fall when the Hartford Courant published a series of articles dubbing Willimantic Heroin Town that residents got serious about fighting heroin abuse and the stigma it's created for the community. From member station WNPR, John Dankosky reports.
Station 262.
Over the last 5 years, Officer Alex Coriotti has seen Willimantic's drug problem up close.
This area in here is a very high area for narcotics. We are down here on a regular basis. And you find people shooting up, you find people snorting, and it's really a shame that, you know, some people have to live their lives like this.
As part of a community policing effort, Coriotti says it's his job to make sure the dealers, the buyers, and the other residents know he's watching what's going on. Coriotti says he's frustrated by the fact that so many people come into the city from outlying towns to buy drugs. A recent sting operation in broad daylight netted 30 buyers in just a few hours, most from out of town. Police say it's because in Willimantic, the drugs are cheaper and more readily available than in the more affluent surrounding towns, and it's much safer than driving into Hartford's North End, where gun violence has long been associated with the drug trade.
I don't think it's just people coming from outside. I think the problem is here to stay.
Holly and her friend Sally, who didn't want to use their real names, drive 45 minutes to get here from one of the state's most rural towns. But not to buy drugs. They come for methadone treatment. Holly's been clean for a year. She describes Willimantic as heroin-ridden.
There's somebody on every corner. If there's a bus, there's somebody in line to take his
next
place.
Day, yep.
And the prostitution here, it feeds off of it. Prostitution gets you money to get drugs.
First Selectman Michael Paulus is standing next to what he hoped would be the public's image of Willimantic. A brand new bridge spanning the Willimantic River is adorned by statues of frogs, the subjects of local legend, sitting atop giant spools of thread, the symbols of the town's once booming textile industry. The American Thread Company moved in the mid-1980s, leaving behind an empty mill and a struggling economy. But in recent years, town leaders have been trying to reverse the trend.
When you step outside and take a look at what we have to offer here and the historic nature and the Victorian charm that we offered, you don't paint yourself as heroin town.
But Paulus's picture sits awkwardly next to the reality of Main Street's Hotel Hooker, a seedy hangout for prostitutes and addicts, and the town gazebo, where the newspaper took photos of young people shooting up.
It was tough. It was like a kick in the stomach. But it's long overdue. It's something as a community we recognize it's here.
After the series was published in The Current, Paulus started a heroin task force. And Governor John Rowland, while running for re-election, appeared in town with drug czar John P. Walters and promised $100,000 for local law enforcement. Paulus says the town has yet to see the money. Connecticut's budget deficit could reach over $1 billion this year. It threatens existing drug enforcement efforts and has prompted the closure of Willimantic's Department of Social Services office. For some residents, though, more state money isn't the answer. Ken Folan squeezes into a tiny booth at Nita's, a Polish restaurant on Main Street. Folan is the Republican town chairman, and he says too much money has already been spent on addiction treatment programs without enough accountability. He points to a state-sponsored needle exchange program that was shut down by popular demand 5 years ago. Folan says residents got sick and tired of finding discarded needles everywhere.
I'm not here to pay for someone's habit. I didn't stick that first needle in anyone's arm to get addicted. And I hope it doesn't come out cold-hearted, but that's how I really feel about it.
Folan's called for a moratorium on new drug treatment centers in Willimantic. He shares the opinion with many local residents who don't want the town to attract more addicts, even those in recovery.
You're bringing people in who have the issue. They need a place to go, and if we're going to become recovery town, I don't mind that. But the reality of it is, if you relapse in that center, they put you on the street. It's like being an alcoholic and being told to recover in a bar.
But recovering addicts who come to the town for treatment say they either become part of the recovery community or go back to their own towns. They don't end up on Willimantic streets. Sally credits the methadone clinic for straightening out her life and helping the nearly 400 patients it now serves.
Honest, responsible human beings in recovery. The people that do come here, we're not troublemakers. We're not junkies. People aren't getting high in the parking lot.
And some people in the town's large recovery community are trying to get that message out.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Positive Faces. This is the brainchild of the Wyndham chapter for Connecticut Community for Addiction Recovery.
Diane Potvin is an advocate for drug treatment and recovery and a co-chair of the new heroin task force. She says the root of Willimantic's heroin problem is not the treatment centers, but the drug dealers themselves. She points to many of the people she's featured on her cable access TV show, a monthly roundtable program that's produced with help from recovering addicts. As a recovering alcoholic herself, Potvin says the stigma that goes along with addiction has fueled efforts to reduce social service programs.
We do not know who is going to be addicted and who is not. You got to offer opportunities for people to get on the right track, no matter where they are or who they are.
Potvin and the Heroin Task Force are just starting their work as the new year begins. Their plans are ambitious, and they'll take money. If they can reverse the town's ugly stigma, then Willimantic may finally be able to start its own recovery. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky in Willimantic, Connecticut.